Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady Chase is good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And, of course, I'm in the building with my co-host with the mostest. The girl, Miss Urban Goddess. What's up, Urban?
What's up, Abby?
Not as much. Man. I know everyone probably a little confused right now. Like, what the heck? Are they on at 90? Are y'all now? Those y'all don't remember, or those y'all were around at the time, we used to do the show at night. We used to do it like kind of in the late night. So we're no strangers here to this time of day. So definitely. It's not nothing foreign to us, and it's actually crazy to be doing it back this time. It's not permanent. It's just for a special day. So those of y'all is like, oh, you know, it's all right. But it's just for a special day. But anyways, you know, got a lot of crazy stuff we got chopping up for today. First off, you know, getting to the weekend of how was your weekend, by the way, Ms. Urban?
My weekend. How was my weekend? My week was good. I took it easy for the most part. I went to a party on Saturday. It was cool.
Okay,
so, yeah.
How was the party on Saturday?
The party was good, actually. It was at a place I've never been to before called Room Service in the city. It was good, though. Nice and classy, upscale. It was cool.
Okay. On Saturday. Well, Saturday was actually crazy to me, too. I actually went to a big event here because every year they offer the State Fair of Texas. They always have all the big State Fair classic on TV. Previa and them versus Grambling. And man, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely crazy. I went to one of the big after parties on the late days where it was almost 10,000 people at this after party.
Wow.
Yes, it was crazy. Everybody in mine was performing. So, I'm y'all supposed to be going there while I saw was hot mess. Y'all better look out for that, because y'all know. Y'all should know better by now. If I'm out and about, and you see me, you need to be there, so you look at your best, because you never know. I might be talking about you bad on the show today. So there you go. All right, so actually, we got a new track today. I'm going to actually break for you guys, and it's really hot. This is by Wale featuring Miguel. It's an exclusive one of the first people to drop this. Y'all remember I dropped this and I told y'all how hot it was before y'all heard on y'all radio being overplayed. Remember, it's all life and stuff. All right, here we go.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying that in nature. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel. Macchiatos when Shawty get in the work. I can be your boyfriend, be your girl, or a friend with purse. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you life. They just trying to
live in a fantasy. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby.
Can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't right. Easy baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I do not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
A fantasy.
Wow.
I feel it when you dance. Like you need to be my lady, my baby.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Like I said, just live, that was brand new Wale featuring Miguel, Lotus Firebomb. You heard it first here on Life and Dust Live. Just remember that. So, everyone will be saying,
oh, yeah, first.
You know, man, you're going to bring yourself brand new. Remember, you play it all here first. Okay, so, what did you think about the song, by the way, Irvin?
I like his feature for Wale, and I love Miguel, so, yeah. I'm going to have to download that.
Okay, definitely. And, yeah, I know, of course, when it comes to hot, it's hot after dust days, so that means we got some hot mess for y'all. And, of course, I'll be going in on some of the crazy hot mess I saw out and about the streets. And, of course, before we do that, we're going to go to MediaTechGuy.com for our hot mess first. And I don't know, man. I don't know if this is really a big deal, but we'll see what you guys think. One of the top stories on MediaTechGuy is R&B singer Ciara underwent a controversial procedure to bleach her nipples. Wow. Okay. Nipple bleaching is popular in Japan and many Asian countries. It involves putting that acidic almond cream on your nipples, which lightens them.
Oh. I
okay, so. Yeah, I'm really sitting here trying to think. I'm like, okay, wow, that is kind of crazy. Because, like, you keep game, they got a little small little nip things down pick you can see, not the whole nipple, but you can see, like, popping the sides. Of course, she had the dark pepperonis, and then she went to the nipple that's almost lighter than her skin.
Yeah,
it is pretty crazy. I'm trying to figure out, and the one thing is, what I'm not understanding is, why is it, why are people trying to do this?
I don't know.
I'm not getting it. Somebody make a comment and say, oh, your nipples are too, first it went from people bleaching their skin, now people bleach. It's just getting out of hand. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
I take it back. To me, it's a big deal in a whole other way. Not like how they completely blown out of proportion. I just don't understand how she made it a big deal.
Why was that necessary? It wasn't necessary.
Right. Anyways, before I say, I like this Sierra, but she almost made me hit the slapper side of the head for this one. All right. Another big, big story. Jennifer Hudson. Shout out to Jennifer Hudson. We love her over here. And apparently there's a hold on the marriage with Ms. Jennifer Hudson and her fiance, Dave Rotunga, or also known as Punk, VH1. Anyways, to help to get into it even more, the dude is not, the reason why they're holding off is because he didn't want to sign a prenup. So until he signs a prenup, she is not. She's not marrying him. I feel you, Jennifer. You be on your stuff. So I mean, he don't want to sign it. He put him aside, have a nice little talk with him. Like, what's your thought process there, Urban? Like, would you you think you're probably like you? Cause I know as successful as you're getting, I mean, one day we gonna look at you. You gonna have like millions of 5 millions. It's gonna be some man. You know, this. Not saying you're gonna give a man who has way less money, and not necessarily saying that a dude with way less money does not deserve to talk to you. But anyway, to get to the point, if he doesn't want to sign a prenup, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I feel like if he refuses, that's a problem. Like if he doesn't want to consider it at all, that's a problem. I don't know.
It doesn't agree. I mean, you don't agree with it. Yeah. That's one thing. He probably pulled it. You know, in most cases, most commonly, most times it's usually the other males having the female trying to bring up. And we know how that usually is. How he probably doing the same thing how chicks be doing, some chicks be doing when they got something prenup.
Well, you don't trust me, why you got baby trying to be the same?
They got to do all that, you know.
Yeah,
all that extra, we don't need the extra, man. Just come on, dude, like, we waste the time. I mean, you know what, Mary Jennifer Hudson, let her go free so I can go flirt with her. I'm just going to throw it out there. Yeah, if I be honest with you, like, man, you wrong for that, but oh well, y'all know. Y'all already know what I think about Jennifer Hudson. She can get the business. So if you want to mess around, and you know, that's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, shout out to Jennifer Hudson. You don't live under her spotlight. Yeah, that's his problem. You don't want to live in the spotlight.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's what it is.
Dude, get over it, man. You're making people like myself mad. Shout out to Master Media, friend, another friend of the show. And he would kill me right now, me talking about Jennifer Hudson, because me and him battling each other about that discussion all the time about who Jennifer Hudson should be with, me or him. So that's crazy talk. But crazy thing in the stories. Wow. It's pretty crazy, guys. Apparently, a woman claims that Busta Rhymes gave her herpes, and so she created a blog about it. Whoa. And according to that thing, they say, chicks these days, they actually say a different word, but I'm gonna be nice today.
Yeah.
Chicks these days, it doesn't take much for them to put a rapper on blast. Well, a woman has created a blog and she claims that Busta Rhymes gave her herpes. So, you know, yet again, I mean, you gotta definitely protect yourself, but dang, people. But I think it was people are taking it much more crazier because these are celebrities, and now she's really just taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
My thing is, we don't know what went on, so I don't know if it's the truth or it's not the truth. So, till we know, I mean, I'm just sitting here looking like if he wasn't the cause of that, this is really stupid.
Mhm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like all that kind of stuff should be handled behind the scenes. I don't know, like, a story like this, I don't know what putting it on blast is going to do, so.
Right. All it's going to do is agitate it even more, I think.
Yeah.
And if it's not the case, then it's going to make... Then she's going to be have a lot of these. You're going to have a lot of hate mail. Probably already has hate mail already, whether it's the truth or not. But she's going to have a whole lot of hate mail just because people are not going to want to deal with it. And I'm like, okay, you ain't tell me that you sat there and running your mouth. I mean, it's another chick who's like, I'm trying to get my 15 minutes of fame, so how can I do it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really getting so freaking tired of people doing that. Like, why don't you just freaking go out and grind for what you really want to do instead of having
exactly.
to take the negative route? I'm so tired of that crap. Oh, y'all from Gary, give me a headache today. let me put my music back on back in the background so I can soothe myself here. Anyways, okay. All right, so as far as hot mess you saw in the streets yourself, what did you see this past week or weekend that was definitely a hot mess to you?
Well, the main thing that I've been seeing that's a hot mess in the streets is all these people with the blonde hair that does not go with their complexion. That, like, really irks me. It really does. Because the females, like, the dark-skinned females, they want to get, like, that blonde hair that doesn't match. Like, I couldn't stand brown, honey brown, whatever, but that blonde, no.
You guys do it, too. They got to be Chris Brown.
Yeah, I did, but it kind of works for him because he's light-skinned. I guess I let him slide, but certain people just really don't know.
But,
like,
I see guys dark as heck.
The guys have been doing it.
And they doing too much.
But I don't understand, though. It's like you don't know what works for you. Instead of trying to be like everybody else, you should do what works for you instead of trying to copy what you see.
Right. Copy and paste it. Copy and paste every time you turn your head. I'm so tired every day. You just can't just do them, man. Like, if you be hating on me because I'm like a conformer. Why you won't, man, shoot, man, you get that new polo, man. All right, that's you. That's not
no.
me.
Exactly.
I look fly, and I ain't put on a piece of polo yet. So I understand people under some crazy crap. But anyways...
Yeah.
There's something that you hold down on some hot mess because I saw your display picture on your BlackBerry. Now, don't get holding down because that was a good one. You need to quit. Does anybody need to put on blast? That person right there needs to be put on blast. Not necessarily their name, but the situation, most definitely.
Okay, yeah. But it's more of a situation. But the one I will put on blast, I'm not going to say no name, but it's supposed to be a professional person. And they didn't keep it professional at all. And it's like, I let people know about, like, what happened. And I'm hearing from other people that I'm not the only person who has this kind of issue with the person. So it's like, you're trying to do business with all these models, but you're not keeping it professional. So, like, I'm not going to put anything out there. The person's from Brooklyn. They live in Crown Heights. On Kingston.
Prospect
Place in Kingston, but that's all I'm going to say. And it's supposed to be a fashion...
Facebook looking hard like,
it's supposed to be a fashion designer. You can find them on Model Mayhem. but yeah.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. No, because my whole thing is, okay, I understand if I was like the only person, I kind of was going to let it slide, kind of. Because like I said, once something happens that I don't agree with, I'm out. Voila. But once I talk to other people and hear that I'm not the only person it happened to, that's when it bothered me. Because I'm not sure if, like, maybe other people didn't want to confront him or whatever, but I did. So I don't know if he's never been confronted before, so maybe that's why he keeps doing what he does. But, yeah, not cool.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I mean, especially, I mean, one part I saw of the message was about him saying, do you want him to send you some dick pics?
Oh, wait, that's something else. Oh, that's another one, but yeah, I'm not even going to go into
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I was talking about, too. You just told us it's exclusive. We didn't even know about that one.
Betty, you have no idea how my inbox been looking lately, but yeah, I'm not even going to go into that one. It's too many of them. It really is.
Guys, can you...
I can't.
I thought you were talking about that was the professional dude.
No.
I was like, that was the professional guy?
No. But, yeah, if you didn't see my last one, yeah. I'm going to have to tell you about that off air.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
But,
this,
yeah.
This dude at the wild. Like, dang,
yes.
Did you be bringing it out of like that?
I don't do anything, though. I don't understand where all this is coming from, though.
Oh, man, you have going nuts. You have running around like, oh, my God. So I'm telling you, they saw that new just shot to JFK. They saw that new JFK picture. Like, oh man, I don't know, man.
It exactly, it's all his fault. It's not me.
I want to say that was a dick pic, man. See, y'all the thing, man. I'm thinking y'all the only ones. The guys get it too. We get the I mean, you know, everyone always looks like, because guys always think about sex. Now, sometimes some of the people are a little crazy. I get some crazy stuff. My DVM, I get some crazy stuff. I get stuff like people who never say anything to me. I think it's kind of creepy when they come and they don't never say anything to you, and you put a new picture up. They just put a new picture up and
exactly.
Just get bored, new picture, and they go, oh, you look good. And then it's not the look good part that scares you. It's the fact that it's what comes. It's never that part. It's always what comes next.
Yeah.
It's
randomly,
no conversation to me, none whatsoever. First
exactly.
Thing she says is, can you send me, let me see a picture of your dick. I'm like, whoa, that was your second sentence in the conversation? You ain't never
exactly.
Had a conversation with me. And first thing you want to know is, can I send you a picture of my dick? You are crazy.
Mm-hmm. Because the guy that I put on, that's the one that you was talking about. Like, I never sent a message to that guy ever before. And it's like, he was sending message after message after message. And it's like, you're having a one-way conversation.
I'm not saying nothing to him. He was having a conversation with himself.
Yes, he was. Because he started the day before yesterday, and I didn't answer. Then he started sending stuff again. It's like, every time he see me online on the chat, that's why I try to stay hidden off that chat.
I'm gonna tell you the Sadie J way, because I'm about to put people up on game. Why, if you know, if you be like wondering, man, I wonder when he be online, and you know why, wonder why you don't get to see when I'm online. I got a nice little list on people who
that's
are annoying.
I know, that's what I used to do.
I still have, you can still set it. You can still make it, it's a different way they got it. But I got a thing that says, it's called fuck out of here. Everyone that's, I'm like, okay, you can still say on my list, but I'm not going to let you hit me up my chat box. I got a nice little thing that says fuck out of here, and I cut that switch off, so when they try to hit me up, they can't hit me up. Because some people that just badge you get straight to the chat, they see your name
exactly.
In the chat room. Right, and I know sometimes people say hot badges them, but I know sometimes I do be like, I got to remind somebody so many times, oh, I am going to badge you. I'm going to keep it 10,000. I don't, but that's another thing. That's what's a business stuff. Is you gonna don't be a person when you say you're gonna do something and you don't
exactly,
do it.
Exactly.
I am
gonna
say that. But on another token, but on some personal stuff, I don't do that. Like just hitting that person up a million times. I don't hit people up a million times just for personal stuff. If it's not business, you're not gonna be hassled by me. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, but hot mess, you know, I got to keep it real. What did I see out this weekend? Okay. On some real stuff, like, it's some DJs I really, really respect and respect the movements they got going on. But I have to say, one dead did not lie with the latex. And, guys, y'all know me. Y'all know I keep it 10,000. That's what I do in the show, miss. The latex would... Only thing that I found wrong the latex, because it was definitely wasn't the women, because it was plenty of women left and right. I couldn't even think. I was like, oh my God, being a single man in here is not right. I feel like I was on that Krayshawn. I saw one big room full of men. I felt like that. I was looking around like, good God. And I shout out to my boy, Caesar Moment. For the French haircut, you know, whenever he gives me that French haircut, I start feeling like I got a million bucks. Is how I was feeling the whole weekend. I was like, man, the French haircut. Y'all can't tell me that. And I don't dress like everybody else, so I look different than a lot of people. And people look at me like, hey man, who is this dude? Like, he think he's special. Some people look at it like, who do you think is he special? Some people look at you like, I wish I was that dude. But anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't like, as we get to the point, I don't like when people stop the music a million times to talk for 15 freaking minutes. I've heard people stop the music and say, all right. All this fighting right now, got to start right now, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or just put on the instrumental and then you mention a drink special or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But all the stopping of the music and ain't no fighting going on, I have a huge problem with it.
Yeah, I feel you.
I want everybody, hold on, stop the music real quick. I need everybody to get their cameras out right now because it's a photo shoot. Okay, you know what? We didn't need you because the music got, that was my jam. You cut my jam off, now it comes back on, I'm not going to be filming. Thank you, DJ. Or excuse me, MC. It was a DJ, it was an MC, it was an MC. You know who you are, I function you still, but you know you was wrong for other stuff of the music. Wow. And,
yeah,
oh, the other part, there was SWAT team. When you came outside, there was SWAT team lined up on two sides on as you came to the entrance. I felt like I was going back to the MLK day. Because I'm looking around, I'm like, they got shields? Okay.
Wow.
They got guns? Okay. They got helmets on? Okay. I'm like, getting ready to do? Start 2012 already? I'm getting out. I'm like, hold on. So, yeah, y'all know me. When it comes to something like that and I feel that it's dumb, I roast the whole time. So I'm walking down. As I'm walking past and stuff, I'm making jokes like Trump is walking around doing my little commentary of what, like, different officers, what their thought process is by the looks of their faces. I'm like, who I'm talking about, the one that's like the guy is like, yeah, they've been working out all week to beat these niggers up. And that's the look he had in his eyes. I was like, whoa. So I'm going in the whole time. I just felt like it was a little too much.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a fight that happened outside, but that fight did not dictate that we needed that many.
Yeah.
I mean, I teach you not, 100 SWAT team members are out there.
That's crazy.
100.
I didn't even see that in Brooklyn, so...
Yeah, I know. Welcome to Texas. Welcome to Texas. Yeah, a lot of people know Dallas PD, that reality TV show that everybody be checking out sometimes, and y'all understand. And y'all see that Dallas is always on the first 48. Don't believe the hype. It ain't like we just, the first 48 kind of elevates or something. It's not that crazy as they try to make it seem. So, whatever, man. All right, so tomorrow the show is supposed to have Let's have my boy Anthony Davis be talking about. And y'all, as for those of y'all who know Anthony Davis is very, very, very big artist, and he's actually considered one of Obama's favorite artists. And Obama mentioned it on a radio show before. That was one of his top five favorite artists. So we'll actually definitely be back and breaking it out with him. He's on the show tomorrow. Wednesday, she had my girl Tierra Corbin on the show. One of the new models of Dust by Model Group. And then Thursday, the topic show we going in. And I'm still for that, because it's going to definitely be like a battle of the sexes with this topic. So y'all definitely make sure y'all. It's all about the fact that, you know, a lot of people always say that males, you know, and I kind of touched on quickly today. You talk about males always. I'll do the sex, 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 sex. And I definitely want to chop it up on that as far as the whole thought process of that. Like, does it mean, like, every time that we meet you, we only want to straight up have sex with her? Is that the case? We want to chop all that up on Thursday, and it's going to get real heated, so y'all definitely make sure. You take a couple chill pills when you come in, because it's going to be crazy. All right, so let everyone know as far as what you got coming up this week with Urban.
So this week, of course, I have another shoot with JFK. I have a shoot with Dipstick Mag. What else am I doing? I don't know yet. Of course, networking, blah, 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 same stuff. But yeah.
Blase, blase. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, this week for me is kind of uneventful somewhat. Besides the show, you know, we're gearing up for some stuff for next week. Yeah, definitely stay tuned for it. It's definitely crazy. So check that out. We changed the dust spot a little bit. The design has slightly been changed. We changed the dust of our model group page.
Yeah.
That was an upgrade I definitely need to make. So that was really the way it is now. That was the vision of how I wanted the page to look in the first place. And thanks to Blogger for helping us make that happen by putting certain tools out there, because I sure was trying to figure it out and I could not figure it out. And my life depended on it. So shout out to that, because it's so much easier to scroll down, because I didn't like that whole date thing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to list the names. So big up to that, me be able to do that, and it's better go through, and it's a totally different look, and it runs much quicker, it comes up on your phone quicker, comes up on your iPad, playbook, all that stuff much quicker, so big ups to all that. All right, so remind everybody of where they can follow you at.
You can follow me on Twitter at UrbanGoddessNYC. And Facebook is the same thing, facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC.
All right, y'all can find me over at twitter.com/FettyJDusk, that's CEDDYJDUSK. Facebook the exact same way, and hey, make sure y'all like the Dusk Spot at facebook.com/THEDUSKSPOT. And become ever on the Dust Spot at duskspot.com. All right. We are rolling on out. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, here we go. And there's a day. Oh, and there's a.
Got it.
We got it. There's a way. You have to see the episode of Life That Does Live. Rolling on out. It was crazy doing the late night edition again. And Herbert got it, so let me hear about you bleaching your nipples. I'm going to personally send my glue up there to slap you with more balloons upside your face. All right. We are rolling on out. And it was the Chris Brown. Deuces.